recording anyway, so. Oh. Ready or not, go.
Here I come.
So apparently, Josh, you had some thing with Todd Bentley.
That makes it sound really creepy, especially in light of what he's being accused of.
Yeah.
Okay, I did not so have a thing with Todd Bentley. No, that's
okay,
not
so
true.
I have been blocked from Todd Bentley's Instagram and Facebook.
Well, wow. You should give us a list of the number of ministries or people you've been blocked by.
It's a lot.
I gave up on trying to get blocked by Mark Driscoll. Like I was on a mission
trying?
For a while. Oh, I was trying. Oh yeah.
Oh, see, I got blocked by his ministry team, bro. They blocked me.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They sure
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
I ended up thinking, like, is this a worthwhile thing to actually try to do? I was like, yeah, I'm wasting too much time. Yeah.
And I've been blocked from Stephen Furtick's Instagram page too.
Oh, that's where all his good videos are, though.
That's okay. They show up on Facebook, and I make comments there. But
oh,
actually,
there you go.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
That
you know,
dude's
I haven't
lats.
Either.
His lats, man. He's swole. He works out.
Yeah, definitely does steroids.
I don't think so. His shoulders.
I don't think so, man.
Yeah,
I think that's natural.
Steroids. Yeah,
I think he's just powerlifting.
Probably. Yeah, the first thing is steroids that gets big as your neck.
He's too metro. It's not powerlifting. It's not steroids. It's totally CrossFit.
It's CrossFit. He's CrossFitting on the keto diet. That's what's going on right now. That's what it is.
CrossFitting on the keto diet and
yes,
rightly undividing the word of truth.
Yes. Oh, man.
So, so Todd Bentley.
Oh yeah, Todd Bentley. So okay, so here's yes. So this is story time with Josh Loftus. Chris, you were gonna give me the intro music. Dang it! Oh, you blew it, bro.
Awkward silence.
You blew
I had to swallow
you
my water.
Blew it.
Do it again.
You're not drinking water. You're drinking Bang. We all know what you're drinking. Come
Candy
on.
Apple Crisp. Bang.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Ready? Okay, so back when I'm trying to remember when this was. This was a few years ago. I gotta. It's too late. The moment has passed. You can't give me the intro music. It's the moment's over. Anyway,
people have turned off.
People have turned it off. Okay, man, you threw me off. Okay, no. So sorry. Here's the story. A few years ago, I created a fake Facebook account in order to troll false preachers.
What? Is
yes.
it still active?
I think it is. Yeah, I haven't logged in forever.
I know what we're doing later.
But so what I did is like I created this fake Facebook account and I followed like Todd Bentley, Joel Olstein, Stephen Furtick, Robert Tilton, all the TVN dudes. And I would just like I'd be the weird creepy guy like in the comment section just trolling them, right? So it was one of these nights where I got a notification that Todd Bentley is live streaming. Like, ooh, joy. So I clicked on it. And sure enough, he's live streaming. I have to tell you what the account was called first, because I was pretty proud of this. So there's this hilarious video online of a guy named Robert Tilton. If you don't know who Robert Tilton was, he was a very passionate and very well-known televangelist for TBN. Like, he's the guy that would be like, sow a seed of $1,000, I feel it right now, and then he'd like heal people over the phone. Like, it was quite amazing the talent he had. But there's this video put out of like a compilation of like him speaking in tongues, which is hilarious. And what comes up more than often is like he likes the phrase hobobokanda. It happened a lot. All right. So like whatever he was saying in the heavenly tongue, he was repeating himself. So it was hobobokanda. So I named my account Hobobo and my last name was Kanda. So here's hobobokanda from like Lithuania commenting on everybody's posts. And I commented, I was on the Todd Bentley site on Facebook and he was doing his spiel. And I think it was, I don't know if it was a live stream. I think it was pre-recorded. Anyway, I comment and I say, all of these healings and raising people from the dead that you're doing sound amazing. Would you consider coming to my local hospital and helping with the children here? Have you ever done anything like that? Just kind of put it out there, right? It's like, have you ever? And I'm like, okay, just leave it. And I get a notification. Ding. I click on it. And it's Todd Bentley himself. His private account. And he goes, actually, we have done many healings in many hospitals. It's something that we do regularly in our ministry. So I comment again, right? I'm like, tell me one so that I can go there and receive the healing residue power. No response. Nothing. I killed it. I killed it. Hoboba Konda had his chance at glory and spiritual healing and wealth, and he blew it by being weird. Anyway, so that is my Todd Bentley story. That I had a short exchange with Todd Bentley on Facebook, and never heard from him again. But Hoboba Konda is still out there, and I'm actually, after this conversation, I kind of want to get it back up and running and go troll me some preachers. So if you guys ever get a friend request from a Hoboba Konda, don't accept it.
I heard you say on your podcast,
like,
you hate Bethel.
Yes, that's right. Let's don't talk. Lie. Let's talk.
Your love never fails.
I made the most creepy profile pic that I could. Like, it was disturbing.
How did you spell it?
Drew's looking for it.
I know he is. Okay, I'm gonna see if I can find it. I found it. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm sending it to you. I'm sending it. How do I do this?
Are you on the app?
I listed my relationship status as it's complicated. I forgot about that. What did I like? Oh yeah. I liked Feminist United page.
So, like, oh my gosh.
I know. It's amazing. All right. I found my profile. I'm going to try to tag you guys. You know what I'm going to do? I am commenting. I'm going to tag you. I'm going to tag you in this post. Drew and Chris, where are you, Chris? Chris, that's not her. There you are. There you got it. All right, I just tagged you in my profile.
Oh, there's the notification.
Yes.
I just added you as a friend.
Oh no! We have to log in and like. Oh, yeah, I just got it. Chris Huff wants to be friends on Facebook. Okay.
Bro, nice.
That picture is awful.
I know, right? It makes me look like some sort of demented grandmother. Okay, we got to share this. Got to share this on the page. We got to show the people this glory.
Yes, we do.
Just post the picture. And be like, listen to Between the Matters for context. Like, just leave it, right, say nothing.
I got it. Oh my, wow. Oh my gosh, I'm crying.
Bro, but you did share something about the full Puritan paperback collection.
Yeah, I used the account to get more entries to try to win that contest. And it failed.
They took one look at that picture and said,
they took one look at
they were like, nah, bro.
They took one look at my Boba Konda picture and like, this dude needs more than systematic theology.
Oh wow. I don't know that I can post that picture. It might give people nightmares.
It's amazing. Look at me.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Anyway, that is my Todd Bentley story, and I'm going to have to resurrect this account, this parody account. I'm going to do something with it.
See Bobo's info.
Bobo Kanda.
Hey, you're following Ben Shapiro.
I forgot about that.
Donald J. Trump. And the NRAL, Pro-Choice America.
Oh, I forgot about that, too. Yeah. I followed people I wanted to troll. Yeah.
You wanted to troll Ben Shapiro.
Well, why not? I don't know. Oh, I'll troll anybody. God.
Oh, wait, there's more. Oh, okay. So here's the list of the people you're following.
Oh, no.
Ready? Joyce Meyer.
Oh, yes.
TD Jakes.
Yes.
Creflo Dollar. Benny Hinn, Jesse DePlantis, TBN, Kenneth Copeland, Furtick, Paula White,
yeah.
Joseph Prince, Victoria, yes. And Joel Osteen, and then Todd Bentley.
Yeah, baby. I ran the gambit.
Oh, my gosh. The only person you're missing there is Andy Stanley.
Yeah, well, at that point of me following him, he was not considered a heretic yet. He had not come out with his famous Unhitch the Gospel. Or unhitch the Old Testament, right? Oh, that was good. That's all I got, guys.
My eyes hurt.
What? Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
Hey, what's coming up in the world of matter theology? Bobaconda.
Oh, Bobaconda. Oh, Bobaconda. Okay, I'm going to send you guys a video. I'm going to send you that video of the song they put together. Have you guys seen the video?
Yeah, sorry, I think Chris Roseborough has it on his podcast.
Wait, which song?
Hobobaconda.
Oh, yeah, Hobobaconda. Yeah, it's a Robert Tilton. Yes, that one. Yes, that's it. That's it. Yeah, that's the song. That's Robert Tilton.
Yeah.
They also used him. Have you guys seen the video, the farting preacher?
Yes, no. I have seen that one.
That's Robert Tilton.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Josh, I have a question.
Like, okay.
So, were you just sitting around? I mean, how did you come up? I mean, between the name and the picture and...
Oh, I mean, I don't know, man. I think it was just a late night and I had just probably gotten done arguing with somebody online about Bethel. I was like, I'm going to show them.
You know what? The next time... Next, I'm just going to, if someone upsets me, I'm just going to go, bam.
Yes. Speak to the teeth.
Speak to Boba.
Speak to Boba. Boba will be friends with anybody. Let's just be clear. Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow. Well, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Between the Matters.
Boba Kanda.
We hope that it was educational into this journey back into Josh's life.
It was a dark time, boys. I'll be honest. Yeah.
I don't know. It brought light to me.
I might resurrect this account. You might have some phantom comments by some Bobaconda in the future. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. See ya. All right,
later.
Bye. Yeah.